So how to escape a Jezebel, because I was raised around them, I had that spirit jump on me my whole life, where they tried to jump in my world, you know. And because I didn't know the real from the fake, the real person from the Jezebel, that kind of person always showed up in my world. Most men never escape Jezebel. They get married to a Jezebel. Most times Jezebel don't really want to get married. That's one way you can catch her. She don't want to get married and make it right, you know. But if they do get married, they end up cheating. They cheat and lie and have their own bank account and their own life and everything. They're just preparing. And they're always trying to set you up. And they abuse you, but then they turn around and say, you're the abuser. They're the abuser, but they have to flip it around. They have no accountability. They can't take rebuke. They can't take any correction. The biggest way to catch Jezebel is just say no. Just say no. She goes off. She goes crazy. And if you want to take it to the next level, correct her. Tell her what she's doing is wrong. This part is wrong. She'll go crazy. She'll go insane. Because she hates authority. She hates the authority of the Bible. That's why she changes the Bible. She hates the authority of men. She hates the authority of a boss. She hates the authority of any kind of authority. God, anything. They hate authority. They work in confusion. The way they get their agenda across, whatever, and they usually even fail, you know, whatever agenda they're trying to, they're so contradictory, people see through them eventually. And if they've locked you in emotionally, then you just have to keep telling yourself the truth, you know? What is the truth? They don't love you. They never loved you. They love themselves. They have an agenda, and if they can bring you under subjection, instead of you submitting to God, they want you to submit to them. Their divine plan, worship them, worship their feet, worship their whatever they got going on. It's really sad. It's really sick. You can see them everywhere if you just open your ears and listen and don't go by the flattery. You can see them everywhere. Don't listen to the flattery. The reason the Jezebel exists because it's a Jezebel system. So really this message is how to escape the Jezebel system, because once you see the Jezebel system, then you can see the clones of the system. The clones of the system will be in a cult, because the system's a cult. The clones of the system will be entitled. They think they're entitled to your life, your will, your emotions, they think they're entitled to be your God. They think they're entitled to take away your peace. Whether they call you at midnight and ring the phone and start cursing and everything else, it doesn't matter. They're entitled in their mind because the culture is entitled. They might even attack the entitled people, but then they act entitled, that they are entitled to encroach upon your world, your life, and get you to change your will to their will. And they're hard-hearted. Because they slept around with so many people that you'll never know about, they have hardened their heart. The Bible says, whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. You know they're hard-hearted by the way they talk. They have no empathy, no compassion on others. They have no real, genuine love for people. It's all about them. If they are speaking a good talk, if they are talking a good talk, it's to find out who's good enough prey. If they see you as a prey, they're coming after you. And they talk really fast a lot of times. They're always out talking everybody. Because they're trying to use NLP, Neuro linguistic programming to get you to believe. And if you catch them in a contradiction, they will, they're master deceivers, they're master liars. And being in the hospitality, the ones who are master liars are usually the prostitutes. I've been in hospitality. Now, they don't make sense, but they can come up with a lie. And then you walk away, you say, well, that don't make sense. That was a lie. But they can come up with an answer just like that. They're prostitutes. They're spiritual prostitutes and they're physical prostitutes. If they're spiritual prostitutes and they deny the scripture, then you know they're natural prostitutes. Because that's true. Because Israel went after other gods. Judah and Israel went after other gods. And the way they went after other gods, God said, you have committed whoredom, running under every green tree, worshiping Baal and Asheroth, and going to other gods. And so when you disconnect from Jezebel completely, you cut her off, no conversation, no text, no visits. And if they're in another place far away from you, praise God. You never see them again. You never hear their voice. You never look at any. You deleted all pictures. You've deleted all memories. And they got to go because the truth will set you free. If you speak the truth to yourself continually and not hear the lies of Jezebel, you will be free. And within 7 days or less, if you keep hitting yourself with the truth, write it down, that person wasn't real. That person was not real. Those memories were not real. So how does it work in this Jezebelic system? You know the news is a lie. You know the media is a lie. You know the political system is a lie. You know I went to a doctor the other day. And she says, you want to do this test? And I could see it in her eyes. She was trying to sell me something. The doctor, I could see her micro expression in her eyes. They told her to sell this, but I could see it in her eye that if she could sell me on this, she's locking me into something. I said, nah, I think I'll pass. They have to ask you a bunch of questions to see what they can sell you and convince you to take and to be a part of. And so to escape a Jezebel, and there's some good ones out here, you have to tell yourself the truth every day and not go by emotions. And you have to really step out of the situation and look at it from the outside in. And when Jezebel sees that she's losing the game, she will ramp the game up with more lies and more future faking. But eventually, after enough cycles, you see the same pattern. They follow the same pattern. They really don't care about you. They really don't care. If somebody really loves you, you know it. You'll just talk about normal stuff. You know, what you doing today? Where'd you go? What'd you do? They don't do that. They have their agenda, and they want their agenda. They're not going to talk to you like a normal person. And I said this in one video. I had a sister. I never had a conversation with her. You try, but they don't have conversations. Never had a long... I'm talking about never sit down more than 30 minutes to have a conversation with somebody. The mom's the same way. If your mom or your sister or a family member or aunt, and you never sit down and talk to somebody for an hour or 30 minutes even, or 15 minutes, never even had a 15-minute conversation. You can't sit out on the porch growing up and talk to somebody for 15 minutes because they don't care about your opinion. They got their own world. They don't care about you. And I've seen this my whole life. People will not communicate because they don't care. And if they don't care and they don't communicate, why are you wasting your time? Initially, they might talk a good talk, but the next, what they're trying to figure out is what your weaknesses is, or what your beliefs are, or what your propensity is, and then they got that in their memory, and they're trying to use that against you. So you have to understand Jezebel's spirit is a demonic spirit, and it's very subtle. It's under the radar. It's under the threshold. When you go in your front door, there's a threshold. It's underneath that. You step on the threshold, but you don't realize what's underneath that. And if you've worked around them, if you were raised around them, if you've been married to one or two of them, and you got in-laws, and you start to see their manipulation, they throw in words to try to manipulate you and throw in pictures. If they're sending you pictures, remember when we had fun? Remember when we did this? Yeah, but I remember the fights too. What about, did you send me a picture of when you were acting stupid or throwing a fit over something that, were you, did you send me a picture of your drama? It's under the radar. These are master manipulators, 1313, Mockingbird Lane. And so these master manipulators are actually mocking you and to seeing if you can believe the manipulation. See if they can bring you under subjection. See if they can take you out of God's authority under their authority. And so how you escape is you see the game. And it's hard to believe these people even live this way and think this way and talk this way. But think about it. Jezebel is full of insecurity and pride. She has no power. She really has no power. She can't even screw in a light bulb most of the time. And so she has to figure out how to survive. I want you to think about this. Jezebel can't climb a ladder and fix that ceiling fan. So what does she have to do? She has to become a master manipulator to get you to do it for her and make you think that you got a new friend when she's trying to kill you. If she can manipulate you and gets a kick out of it, and then she tells her girlfriends, because I was raised around them. I remember being a kid listening. Yeah, I got them to go to the ABC store for me. If they can get one person going to the ABC store for them, if they can get one person mowing their yard, and they get and they're having sex with all of them, and you don't know it, and they're manipulating them, keeping them all distance and apart, that's sick. That's a sick life. And they're destroying their own heart, their own will, their own emotions, their own mind. They're actually destroying their own mind. The reason they go into drugs and drinking and all that is because they're trying to drown out their conscience. They're destroying their own conscience. Instead of them finding a man and submitting to that man and being a good wife, they create a kingdom of, look at Ahab. If they can get Ahab. Now think about Ahab. His wife, Jezebel, she had 450 flying monkeys, false prophets, and you know she was sleeping with most of them. And Ahab had a bunch of eunuchs in the kingdom. But she was out painting her face. Even when Jehu came to throw her out, she painted her face and went up to Jehu and said, and Jehu saw through the painted face. And he told the eunuchs, whose side are you on, God's side or the devil's? Baal and Asheroth and false gods or God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? And they said, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he said, throw her out the window. And the dogs ate her, licked up her blood, you know. My point is, if you don't throw Jezebel out of your house, out of your life, out of your mind, out of your ear gate, out of your eye gate, then which God are you serving? Are you serving, and this should motivate you, are you serving the true and the living God? Yes. Then kick Jezebel out of your ear gate, your eye gate, your feeling gate, your smell gate, your touch gate, and never go back, because Jezebel proves what she is. She wants to be worshipped. Self-worship. She's proved it. You know the true God, and so you don't put up with Jezebel. Once it's been proven that it's all selfish, fake reality, you walk away. It don't matter how much it looks good. You know through the testing of time that it was fake.